in my man cab in the safe, sippin' that. We slide through the tri-state with the high hat. And then I flow side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I flow down south with the boogie flats. And then I slide up in between the sticky board off and all of that, yeah.
Townships, Montérégie, and Centre-du-Québec regions. The campaign will also target wildlife in some Montreal parks, and the targeted species include raccoons, skunks, and foxes. Officials are also urging Quebecers to vaccinate their pets and contact InfoSanté's 811 line if they are bitten or scratched by an animal after clearing the wound with soap and water for 10 to 15 minutes. More than 5,000 people across British Columbia have been placed under evacuation orders since Saturday as the number of active wildfires surpassed 100. According to BC Wildfire Services, drought conditions within the province are at record levels and are contributing to explosive fire activities, leaving some communities more at risk than others. There are currently more than 500 contractors engaged in the response, along with 130 aviation helicopters and a full air tanker fleet. Executive Director of Provincial Response and Recovery Operations, Kevin Dunbar, stated that for the time being, it is not yet determined how many structures have been damaged. He also stated that local authorities, local governments, and First Nations will do damage assessments when circumstances are safe. Well-known Italian-American actor Vincent Pastore passed away at his home late last week due to natural causes. Born in Bronx, New York in 1946, his career in acting began after completing his degree in drama from Pace University and would appear in hit films such as Goodfellas, Carlito's Way, and Mickey Blue Eyes. He would also appear in popular TV shows such as Law & Order, The Practice, and Son of the Beach, but was best known for portraying Salvatore Bonpensiero in The Sopranos. For his role in The Sopranos, he won a Screen Actors Guild Award, and he also ran a tomato sauce business known as Vincent Pastore's Italian Sauce. Vincent Pastore is survived by his daughter Renee. He was 80 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news. want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Free family fun event at Raymond Prefontaine Park next to the Prefontaine Metro. Live broadcast from CJLO 1690 AM. We have Ja Army Sound, Sly Roots, DJ Neo B, Bobo Naki, Levi Conscious, Captain C, Real VI, K. Sabu, sponsored by the Government of Canada, Factor, Lion Strong International Records, Sick Music Production, Invert Life, Food by Miss Barbecue Queen, and many more. Red Hot Revolution Fest, August 22, 2026. Make it a date. Don't be late.
Music. CJLO 1690, this is the Electric Messiah Radio Show. We're here in studio with Hostile Switch. Say what's up, guys.
What's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Introduce yourself to the audience.
I'm Tristan. I sing.
Yeah.
I'm Thomas. I play guitar.
That's right. Tristan, I saw you once. You opened, what was the show I saw you at? It was the Cesspool EP release show that I saw you at. And I was with my buddy Eric, and he said, you need to get those guys on your show. So shout out to Eric. Yeah, big fan.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at? Let's go through the songs that we played at the beginning of the show. We started with On Broken Wings with the song Like Starscream from the album Some of Us May Never
See the World.
See the World. And after that, we played Disembodied with the song Seven Stitches from the album Transfiguration. And after that was Sanction with the song 631. What's the name of the album? The Infringement of
God's Plan.
There we go.
Yeah.
All dope. All metalcore?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Disembodied is... Some would argue it's more metallic hardcore.
Metallic hardcore.
There's a fine line.
There's a fine line.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, On Broken Wings has a lot of mathcore sort of influences.
The show before this one is, the host is Omar. He was just here. His show is called Hooked on Sonics, and he plays math rock.
Yeah,
as
that's
he says.
Cool.
Yeah. I have no clue what that is. I'm not even going to pretend to know what math rock is.
Usually a lot of time sigs.
It's just time signatures.
A lot of time sigs, a lot of weird experimental stuff.
Right.
But I will say that I do believe that all mathcore is metalcore.
Yeah.
They're all still, like, if you're talking about a mathcore band, technically they're metalcore.
Right.
But if you want to get picky, mathcore is its own thing.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah. You could make a whole playlist of mathcore, and then you would really hear the difference.
Yes.
Yeah?
And there's still, like, a lot of...
There's
overlay. I mean, if we're going to start talking about the genres, yeah.
Well, I did want to talk about the difference between metalcore and hardcore.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, there's... Are there breakdowns in metalcore?
Like, yes.
I'm not claiming to know that I know the difference. And we have two guests here on the show, the perfect guest to explain it to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, even then, we still, like, there's a lot of debate.
And
we argue a lot amongst our friends group. There is definitely, like, the old school metalcore and the modern metalcore.
Yeah.
That you can, cut that in two right there. And Hustle Switch is definitely doing more, like, old school metalcore.
What would be some examples of old school metalcore bands?
Like, Converge.
Converge.
Earth Crisis.
Right.
Integrity.
Those are, when I looked it up, those are the bands, those are three bands that it gave me right away.
There you go.
But even then, those are really, like, on the fence of metallic hardcore. Some people will consider them hardcore, but you can tell that there is heavy metal elements.
Right. So, hardcore is more punk-based, and metalcore is, let's say, a mix of punk and metal.
Yeah.
And is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
It's an evolution of hardcore, which adds on metal elements. I must say, there's some metalcore that is completely detached from hardcore, right? There's people, some people call something metalcore.
You have some examples of bands that would represent that?
Because there's metalcore that we listen to, there's metalcore that we don't listen to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know? That, yeah. So that's good.
And no, not throw shades
of course
on any
not.
Band.
No. Not throw, it's personal preference.
So we're not doing like, let's say August Burns Red.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that.
Right. That would be an example of current modern, like pop metalcore.
Is that
a thing? Yeah. But I find like there's bands that are more, I know it's all extreme. To call it pop is maybe mislabeling it.
No, but some choruses are really pop.
Yeah.
Like, you can you're just clean singing over like chords.
Well, when I was looking up metalcore, the definition it gave me was it's all extreme metal, but there is some singing to it, which I know is not elements of Hostile Switch. Mm-hmm. All the music that you've put out, there's no singing, sing-songy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Whereas like a band like Killswitch Engage would be like what, melodic metalcore?
I don't think that's... I mean, people maybe use that term, but Killswitch Engage is like the beginning of modern metalcore, I think. Killswitch Engage is still pretty good, and I think there's a bit of hardcore mindset in the early Killswitch for sure. But it's like Mikers, their main thing. I'm not a Killswitch Engage fan, but it's definitely more like post Poison the Whale and post like 18 Vision when these people brought the clean choruses. I don't know who did the first like clean choruses. Poison the Whale and 18 Vision may have something to do with that. They're like, oh, let's do like more scene fashion-y shows, and we have like clean choruses, and then that sprawled like what we know.
And by clean choruses, you mean singing.
Singing over.
And that's what I mean by poppy metalcore. Yeah. Yeah, we all agree on that, right?
That gave us like a lot of the newer bands that.
Right.
That's where there's like this division of like pre-2000 and like.
Would you say Trivium is like a poppy metalcore band?
I don't think.
What
maybe like the first few albums were definitely like corey, but now it's just like heavy metal, I guess.
Right, just straight up.
Trivium is like a machine now.
They are a machine. They're headlining Place Belle, and they have In Flames.
There you go.
Frozen Soul and. Fit for an Autopsy are the openers for that show.
Yeah.
And the tickets are $100. Not that I'm trying to promote this show, but that's a good deal based on all the prices I've seen for shows recently. And tickets are out of control.
Yeah.
How much is... you guys are doing a show September 6th.
Yep.
How much are tickets for that?
Most likely $20. I'm not sure. But yeah, we keep it DIY accessible.
What are the other bands on that lineup?
It was just announced today, so my memory may not be correct. Mm-hmm. It's Floor Wound. Shout out Cedric.
Brand new band.
From our Omi. Us and Portraits of Anger releasing the split. And Prevention from this Illinois,
yeah.
And our Vancouver Metalcore Legends, Morningstar. This is their second time in Montreal. They're dope.
So what, that's five bands on that lineup?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a great gig.
AMS is really cool.
And where is that show?
It's going to be at Newspeak.
September 6th, Portraits of Anger, Hostile Switch, EP split release.
Correct.
Everybody go to that. Buy merch. Put it in your calendar. Talk to your phone right now. Let's play some Hostile Switch. You want to play the whole EP?
We'll
play a couple songs? Can I play my favorite song off
there? Yeah, for sure.
So I want to play Nightmare Belvedere. I was playing this the other day. I turned it on because... And in that moment, I was annoyed at... I can't remember what I was annoyed at. And I turned this on, and it took it away. Because I realized, once I started playing the song, One second. I got to keep talking.
So, Sunday, September 6th, come at the show. We have new merch. We're playing some new covers. We're playing the songs from the split. and we're playing stuff for the next EP way ahead of our time. So don't miss that out.
Everyone will mosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to go get my manager to help us make a phone call for Portraits of Anger. I was just going to say, whatever I was annoyed at, I turned on Nightmare Belvedere, and I realized, no, these guys are way more pissed than I am, and it took it away. So, yeah, it was healthy. It was, it's good. Hostile Switch is good for your mental health, people. And let's get into it. Nightmare Belvedere right here on CJLO 1690. CJLO 1690. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Electric Messiah radio show. Every Thursday, 6 to 7. You ever see Cypress Hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Cypress Hills at Rockfest 2015 or 14.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Cypress Hill fan.
I'm a huge Cypress Hill fan.
I love Cypress Hills, but it's like a sour spot nowadays because it was back when I was like doing lots of drugs.
Okay.
And
sure, a little bit of PTSD while listening to it.
Yeah, I sobered up.
Yeah.
Congrats. 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And, I don't drink or do drugs. I smoke a little bit of weed from time to time, but...
He's like 2 years straight edge.
Yeah.
Word. Like 1 year in.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Best decision of my life.
Feels so much better, hey?
Yeah. Cypress Hill I have a lot of respect for Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes I'm like...
As time passes. Maybe not.
I still do feel like it's... a product made for stoners.
I mean,
like 100%.
100%.
It's like, yeah, ingrained in the DNA of every song, and you're like, yeah, yeah, this does not target me anymore.
No, at the time, right, it doesn't target.
And
you.
And I don't like. Yeah. There's still some good hip hop beats to it.
Sure,
but the lyrics, and most of the hip hop beats to it, is like cannabis fueled.
Yeah, all their lyrics are their songs. In their songs, are either killing people or smoking weed or a combination of the both.
Yeah. Third record. Temple of Boom.
I was at that tour in 1996 at Metropolis. Whoa. And the Far Side opened that show.
Wow.
That was a show. And people were lighting up joints. Yeah. And the security, if to anybody who's ever been to the Metropolis, or MTELUS as it's now called.
Metropolis, let's keep it Metropolis.
Yeah, we'll keep it Metropolis. I was there last night for Offspring, by the way. Anyway, another story. But the security were on those spiral stairwells, and they were like a hawk. They were looking for the people smoking weed, and they were jumping into the crowd and going to get them. But when they asked the question, do you want to get high?
Yeah.
There was nothing the security could do at that point. Everyone lit up, and what are you going to do, right? You have to kick everybody out. Yeah.
At Rawfest, they were throwing
joints into the crowd.
Three bags of 3.5.
I had never seen anything like this. The crowd were just throwing weed onto the stage like crazy. Massive joints.
Yeah.
I think I was like, I had to be like 16 or something. And I forgot about that. Good memory. Yeah. They had this big blow up Buddha on the stage. And yeah, it was dope.
Temple of Booms is the one that I can go back to because it was after they experienced like massive success.
Yeah.
And he's dealing with a lot of personal issues on the record.
Yeah.
And that's still, to me, really, it's good. It's passable. But the first one and second one is, especially Black Sunday, it's like,
I mean,
cannabis and violence fueled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still good music. Like,
still good music.
It's good.
You guys listen to any other hip hop? A lot of hip hop?
Yes. I listen to a lot of hip hop.
Yeah. Huge hip hop. Yeah.
I remember the last time you were here, I asked you for some songs and you, I think you asked me, you said, play some Camp Lo. It wasn't you then. No. Name some hip-hop you like.
Right now, Helta Skelta.
Oh, I love Helta Skelta. I've seen them.
OGC.
Mm-hmm.
Gangstar.
Shout out.
Gangstar.
Yeah, Gangstar.
And, that's pretty much my rotation right now. What else? A lot of Tribe Called Quest right now, too.
Yeah, that's a group that I didn't get to see. I wish I could have seen A Tribe Called Quest. Mm-hmm. Great band, group, sure, why not?
Yeah,
let's play a song from Gangstar. I'm gonna play one of my favorite tracks off of the Hard to Earn album. This is
I'm just curious, what's the best song from?
I don't know if it's the best one,
but it's your favorite.
It's just the here.
Hard to Earn is my favorite record.
Hard to Earn
is my favorite record.
So. Okay, then I was going to play one, but I'm going to change it. What's your favorite song from that album? Here, I'll just play my favorite song. This is Tons of Guns from Gangstar, from the Hard to Earn album, here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show, in studio with Hostile Switch, CJ Lowe.
Tons of guns, everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the way you act. Tons of guns, real easy to get. Tons of guns, bringing nothing but death. Tons of guns are in the streets nowadays. It's big money, and you know crime pays. Check your nearest overpopulated ghetto. They greet you with a pistol, not trying to say hello. Mad kids packed, cause the neighborhood's like that. Want some shit that's fat, catch a victim to a stick. Kids pulling triggers, niggas killing niggas. 5-0, they sitting waiting, tally death toll figures. It's crazy, there ain't no time to really chill. Jealous motherfuckers always wanna act ill. 22s, 25s, 44s, 45s, Mac 11s, AKs, taking mad lives. What the fuck you gonna do in a situation? It's like you need to have steel just to feel relaxation. Tons of guns. Remember,
Tons of guns, you got, we got, they got. The state of affairs, yo, it's like mad chaos. I know a kid who just passed the other day. They shot him 16 times, so there he lay. You can pray for the shit to like cease, but until then, a nigga's gonna pack a piece. And yo, the devil's got assassination squads. Wanna kill niggas cause they're scared of God. They got camps where they train, they learn to take aim at a nigga like a piece of game, and I'm not seeing that. Them days are gone, cause now we got crons to put them where they belong. See me a rude boy from an inner Brooklyn. Fuck the bullshit, pain and suffering. I'm coming off with a foolproof plan. As if each and every lyric was worth $100,000. I stand in the face of hatred, letting off mad shots, making devils run naked. Tons of guns. Tons of guns, everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the way you act. Tons of guns, real easy to get. Tons of guns, bringing nothing but death. Tons of guns, but I don't glorify. Cause more guns will come, and much more will die. Why? Yo, I don't know, Black. Some motherfuckers just be living like that. They like the feel of chrome in their hands. The shit makes them feel like little big man. 12 years old, catching wreck. Cause there ain't no supervision putting kids in check. People get wounded, others they perish. And what about the mother and the child she cherished? The city's wild, up steps the wild child. Tension, anger, living in danger. What the fuck you gonna do in a situation? It's like you need to have steel just to feel relaxation. Tons of guns. 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 Tons of guns.
CJLO 1690, The Electric Messiah Radio Show. That was Tons of Guns from Gangstar from the album Hard to Earn. Yeah, I saw them, when was it, 1998 for the Moment of Truth album. Chuck Clare opened that show from Toronto. He was on point. And all their crew was there, MOP, everybody. Shout out Gangstar.
Shout out Gangstar.
Shout out Gangstar. Shout out Inspector Deck. Yeah.
Czar Face.
Well, hey, we were having a Hostile Switch episode, and this just turned into a hip-hop show. Let's get back to, are we going to get in touch with Portraits of Anger?
Yeah.
Whenever they're ready, there's a light up here. Whenever they call, I'll see that they're calling. Should we play? Oh, they're calling right now. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's get into a song, and then we'll get them to call it. We'll pick up the phone.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. You guys have a split EP with Portraits of Anger.
That's our boys.
That's your boys. They're from Toronto.
Correct.
Yeah. And how long have they been around for?
About the same time as us, or just a little bit after.
Okay.
Yeah. We know all the guys now. We met them at the July Effect show back in September of last year or August. Was it? You were there, right?
I was in the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And we just hit him up and like, yo, we're going to, because instead of doing a promo release, we had two songs and we're like, yo, let's team up with some other metalcore acts. And Portraits of Anger was a logical choice. I became friend with Gravy, who's the guy that we're going to call David, a.k.a. Gravy.
A.k.a. Gravy.
Yeah, we met.
Shout out
first,
Gravy.
Yeah, we met, and it was like a quick bromance.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool.
You hit it off right away.
Right away.
And so their EP, the EP is Demonstration 25?
That's their demo, yeah.
That's their demo. Yeah. So let's play a song from that. Let's play...
play the self-title. It's real...
Portraits of Anger.
The intro.
Let's get onto it here.
It's really good.
Portraits of Anger, Chains of the Past, and Faithless. So we'll just play Portraits of Anger then, by Portraits of Anger here on CJLO 1690.
Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now, bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
And we're back here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show every Thursday, 6 to 7 on CJLO 1690. We just listened to two tracks from the Portraits of Anger demo. That was the self-titled Portraits of Anger, and the next song was Chains of the Past. And on the phone right now, we have... Who do we have? We have Gravy.
Thanks, what's up?
Yes, you do. What's going on, I guess?
There you are. Word. All right, tell us about the songs we just played.
Well, actually, I'm here with the guitar player Vince and good friend Ryan, who actually recorded the new Split EP for us as well.
Oh, dope.
So I'll actually like give that to Vince because he's the man who wrote them. So.
Sure. Vince?
You want to know? Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So, yeah, what do you want to know?
I just talk about the chains of the past.
Oh, yeah. Our vocalist Lucas wrote that one, like the lyrics of that. And he actually texted me last night or the night before because we were trying to figure out what the actual lyrics of the songs were. And he said that's like his favorite one that he's written from a lyrical perspective because yeah. It's about overcoming the chains of the past, I guess.
Yeah. That's heavy stuff. Those chains will drag you down if you hold on to the past.
They definitely will.
Definitely will. Portraits of Anger. That's a good title. I like that name.
It's a Cataclysm song, actually. Montreal death metal band.
Well, there's a tie into Cataclysm.
Yeah, just the song name. I mean, our other guitar player, Janaid's a super big death metal guy. So,
is that a direct reference to Cataclysm?
Yeah.
That was sick. Yeah, Shadow Cataclysm. Yeah, you learn something new every day on the Electric Messiah radio show.
Yeah,
the third of Montreal has been there from the start.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about this Split EP.
For sure.
Where should we start about this?
Hell. It's a Split EP that comes from hell.
Okay.
It's funny because we both had like songs in the bank. And the lyrics are like super connected, even like the melodies and the riffs. It really fitted well once we put the thing together, and we were like, "Yo, we got to do like inferno artwork and hell themes and biblical references and stuff like that."
So all four songs have all these elements to them,
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Vince? Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here, man. I think ours are like about personal hell. I mean, we kind of we changed the names or like named the songs after like kind of the themes of the record. Like the first song is called Apostasy, and which is like abandoning your God, basically. But it's like a breakup song. So it's like we were on some like, you know, personal hell, like locked in a cage, chains of the past type energy with that stuff. Mm. But, you know, yeah, we like hell too.
Yeah. Well, it says here Helloscope Records. Is that your record label?
That's our bass player's little thing that he's got going on. He's had that for a little while, releasing kind of like his own tracks and personal projects, like well, we're kind of like part of this extended universe of bands, like Camaro, Clobber, Fresh Start, all these guys.
There you
go. We're all kind of like members of all these different bands.
Right. And all
that is the hub.
All of you guys are in different bands besides Portraits of Anger.
Yeah, I would say yeah. Almost everybody in the band has multiple projects going on, man.
Tristan, you guys,
yeah.
Thomas,
I've got a couple projects.
What bands?
Freezer Burn.
Shout out Freezer Burn.
Freezer Burn's
new EP is insane.
Oh yeah, we just dropped that. Yeah.
When did that drop?
Man. That was like
last week.
Last week, yeah.
Everybody, go check out Freezer Burn.
Baptism
of Fire.
Of Fire,
yeah.
And Tristan,
Cesspool.
That's right.
And me and Thomas had something going on. Anyways, it never came to life. But yeah, we're always trying to one day. Looking at the next thing.
Yeah.
What's let's see here, Freezer Burn, Baptism of Fire. What's your favorite track on
Resurrection?
Resurrection. Yeah.
You want to
play? Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say there, Vince?
No, I was just saying that's a banger song. Good choice.
Yeah. Well, let's play it then. Here's Resurrection by Freezer Burn on CJLO. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. That was Freezer Burn featuring
Unmoved. Shout out Unmoved, our Canadian brothers.
Shout out. Where's Unmoved from?
Oh, man.
Same as Morningstar, actually. It's Vancouver. Don't quote me on this.
Sure. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, West Coast.
Straight Edge band. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, Vince, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
What do you think about that, Vince?
About Unmoved? I love Unmoved.
Yeah.
I saw them. They came, they did like a 3-show run here last year. They played Be About It Fest in Montreal, and then they played in Toronto, and they played in St. Catharines. I saw every single one of those shows. And the show in St. Catharines, their mosh pit was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Shout out Be About It.
Shout out Be About It.
Shout out Be About It.
Yeah. They do tons of shows.
Yeah.
And they involve everybody.
Yeah. They booked the split release show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Be About It.
Shout out Destiny. Shout out Kaylin.
Yeah. Shout out Destiny. I want to get Destiny to come on this show and talk about all the work they do because.
Fuck yeah. These guys are awesome.
They work hard too.
For the scene.
Yeah. And
that'd be a good interview.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So shout out Be About It. All right. So we're getting close to the end of the show here, so we need to play the Hostile Switch release single from, well, I mean, the song that's out. When is it out?
August 28th.
August 28th. Okay.
Yep. So yeah, this is a brand new, but no one has heard that song.
Right.
Like immediate friends.
Right.
But yeah, I decided to leak it to a couple people, and you included in that.
Right, that's right. And I've heard it, and it's dope. So you want to talk about it for a second before we play it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, most of the demo and the EP was written by me on the guitars because I was like creating the project, and the split marks were my guys were like in touch with what we're doing. So there's like clear difference between what we were doing at first, trying to find our sound. Where we were going, and Thomas wrote the breakdown, and it's filthy. Thomas is a good riffer.
Is he a great riffer?
Pretty good guitarist.
Yeah.
Thomas fucking riffs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I try.
Yeah.
And so yeah, the split for us, it really is like, oh, okay, this is what we wanted to do. From the beginning, and now we're doing it.
And you feel good about
it. Yeah. For the first time, we feel good. I have Thomas as my weapon, and the Johnny leads are awesome. Shout out Johnny, the guitarist, the other boys that couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Jimbo and Boxerman.
Shout out Boxerman, Jimbo, and Matt.
Doing other important shit right now. Sorry.
It's okay.
And Resilience and Agony is a really heavy song, and that's where we're going from now on.
All right.
Also want to shout out Jay in Cesspool because he's the one who found the title from that song because I was hesitating.
Shout out Jay.
Resilience and Agony is about accepting that you're not a good person.
Tough to accept.
Yeah.
Important to accept.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. This is, what's the title again?
Resilience and Agony.
Resilience and Agony by Hostile Switch.
Cross you break my
CJLO, that was heavy as fuck. Yeah, their ice war. Yeah. let's get Vince back in here. Vince?
Yo.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yo, when there's a sample on the song before it, and it when the drums come in after the sample, I think it's going to be the hardest part of the record, in my opinion.
Sick. All right, we got 30 seconds left. Let everybody know where they can see you guys play next. September 6th.
September 6th.
That's right. Newspeak.
Newspeak with a Morning Star.
Portraits of Anger.
Prevention.
And Floral Wound.
Shout out Cedric.
That's right.
Shout out Be About It.
Shout out Be About It.
And shout out Debt Farm Records.
Yeah. Big time.
Big time.
And End Note Records also. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Thanks, Vince, for calling in and